So on my way to work, I see these kids outside waiting on the bus. Sometimes. And they're waiting on the bus to go to school. School of Fish. It's all about souls, people. They're trying to, just like you try to scalp profits on the stock market, they try to scalp souls. It's a scalping process. They are scalping souls, plain and simple. That's it. And the whole system set up to do this. They're trying to train you to be a goat. That's why they call them kids, a kid goat. They're trying to train you to be one of their slave robotic goats. From the schools, from the 501(c) schools, 501(c) churches, 501(c) businesses. It's a works-based system to try to get you to take and find your identity in something down here. Yeah, you might have a gift. God gives you a gift to work and survive. But your identity is not in this place. You see a lot of these waitresses, they're good at their job, but is that who they really are? No, that's not their identity. Their identity is not down here. But they think it is. If you want to find the root war, the root issue, the root problem, it goes back to Genesis 3 every time. The matriarchy versus the patriarchy. The matriarchy represents the creation. The patriarchy represents the creator, God the Father, the Pa. And so the matriarchy, just like in the Old Testament, Jezebel wanted to usurp Ahab and had all her flying monkeys in place. The matriarchy wants to usurp the power of the patriarchy. And that's what witchcraft is. Every time. Every time. That is the root cause. It'll never happen. But that's the game that's being played to try to Jezebel you and take away your authority. And it doesn't matter if it's a woman. The devil's trying to take away your authority as a spiritual woman and try to get you in the flesh. Every human being, man or woman, the Jezebel spirit is trying to usurp your authority in Christ. And to pull you back down into the natural plane, the natural mind, the things of the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. That's what this whole battle is. You find that in Genesis 3, and you also see it in the New Testament. Apostle Paul says, "You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but unseen forces." And so those unseen forces are always trying to get you into the world, the flesh, the pride of life. I did an experiment. I'm done with it now. For a season, I said, well, let me just scroll through Instagram and YouTube shorts and just see what's on there. Just scroll. You just take your finger and just scroll it down, right? You scroll down the videos. That's a lot of it's foolishness, some of it's good information. But I've come to realize now Because I wanted to experiment. And I noticed I never really dreamed before I did that. Then I had some weird dreams, you know. So I realized, and I took all the data points. What's happening? AI. See, I'm trying to see what's going on. I can go cold turkey. Going cold turkey is easy for me. I don't know why. I'm able to do it. The Jezebel system doesn't think you can do it. And when you do go cold turkey, they're shocked. So that's how the Delilah and the Jezebel woman works. They don't want you to go cold turkey. The narcissist too. The narcissist, they don't think you can just go cold turkey and just say, I'm done. But that's the secret. And there's a lot of women out there that know this. They never talk about it, but the ones who have talked about it revealed the secret. The secret to this whole system, the secret to this whole sister system, my tiram, is she doesn't think you can go cold turkey and cut her off. She doesn't believe that. And I'm talking about the system. The system thinks you love them, so you won't cut them off. You love them, so you're not going to just walk away. Wrong. If a system is abusive to you, if a system is lying to you, if a system is trying to get you to be a battery for them, God made heaven and earth. Be fruitful and multiply. Subdue the earth. You're not a slave to the system. The system's a slave to you, and they don't want you to know that. The system works for you. But they want it to be flipped upside down. That's the Jezebel trick. Mother Earth system, the devil system down here, the flesh, the world, the pride life, they want you working for them. But actually, they work for you, to be honest with you. But they don't want you to know that. Because once you know that, then it's a whole new worldview, whole new ballgame. You're not addicted to anything down here. You're not getting your identity down here. And when one of them lie to you and cheat, you just say, bye, I'm not touching you anymore. I'm not touching this. I'm not gazing upon this. I'm not thinking on this. I'm not following this. I'm not a part of this. I disconnect from this machine, material realm. I don't need you. You need me. The system needs you. Do you understand? If you're afraid of a job, losing a job, don't. Because all the 501(c) jobs, they need you more than you need them, because there's a lot of jobs out here. They need you. Especially if you're logical and dependable and faithful and doing what's right. Because most of the time they have to hire people that don't, they have to hire their own. And they know their own because they are them. The goats have to hire their own kind, and they don't want to hire their own kind because the goats know that they're evil and they don't want to hire anybody like them. I knew of a goat boss who was trying to work everybody to death, and he was doing two jobs at the same time. Wasn't even working. So the very thing that he was cracking the whip on other people, he was guilty of. They're guilty of the very thing that they're scared of. Do you understand? Why would they be so dogmatic on and show no grace? Because they're guilty. That's all they know. They don't know grace. They don't know sacrifice. They're guilty. yeah, you're going to have to sacrifice, but it's not going to kill you. It's actually good for you. Now, if you sacrifice all the, if you don't have a some rest time, yeah, it's bad for you. So the system is the system. The stem goes back to Eve trying to usurp Adam, and the devil trying to usurp God and deceive Eve. Listen to the word Eve and deceive. Deceive. That's why it's called evil. Eve dropped us down into time. The repeat, the 28-day cycle. That's why you have to pay your bills every 28 days. That's why the moon goes around the earth 28 days. Eventually, there won't be a moon. There won't be any waves, which is drama. There'll be new heaven and new earth. The drama, the cycles, the moon, all that's going to pass away because it's representing Eve, which dropped us down into sin, the sine wave. S-I-N-E, the sine wave, the snake on the pole. That's why you see these pole dancers, because she's telling you what she is. She's a Jezebel. She wants you addicted to her. Period. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you're mad about it. I don't care if you call me crazy. I've decoded this place. And the horizontal plane wants to keep you from being upright. And that's what TikTok is. That's what Instagram is. That's what YouTube Shorts is. It wants to keep you from being upright, getting out in the yard and doing some work. Cleaning your house, doing whatever you need to do. It wants to keep you from being productive and just scroll through a bunch of vain imagination stuff. And a lot of these doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils come for those things. And it pulls you in because it's a really short clip. Your attention span has been destroyed by the system. And so they want your attention. Think about it. You can't talk to one of these system agents with logic. They can't focus. I noticed this when I was married. You try to talk more than 5 minutes, they can't concentrate. They can't hear what you're saying because their mind just is so full of drama. They just... You know how the narcissist's mind works. Their mind is so focused on themselves, they can't hear what you're saying. Their mind is so focused on me, they can't hear a lick of what you're saying. And especially if it's logic and you're just actually trying to show them something to help them. Their mind shuts down because their attention span is very short because they're like imbeciles, to be honest. And the system made them that way.